This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Memorabilia to get. Let's say your kid is finishing his senior year of high school and you want to get the jersey framed or diploma framed or senior pictures framed or some collection of things of their whole high school experience framed or any kind of sports memorabilia you need framed. Get into the Frame Corner. It is 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. You can walk on in and buy a beautiful pre-made frames that they have there and do it yourself. But what they really excel at is custom framing. You bring in whatever it is, put it on the counter, say, can you make this look beautiful? They'll talk about exactly what you want, and then they'll make it look absolutely spectacular. It is 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Chris Harrington coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. Sign sign up for his InSports account and receive up to a $1,000 no-danger first wager. That's right. If your first bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet, up to a $1,000 maximum. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No-danger wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Hey, you. It's a fresh year for fresh gear. And at New Balance Memphis, we're here for it. What's newest and hottest on the floor? See what's in store. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Bob Dylan, the Rough and Rowdy Ways Tour. Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th. Eight both nights at Orpheum Theater. Tickets are on sale now at bobdylan.com. Bob Dylan, live on stage. Show will start promptly at 8 p.m.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Pass to Jalen Rose, dish to Kevin Garnett, or take it to the rim yourself for a dunk. Play BetMGM's Fast Break free-to-play game daily and get a B-ball reward if you score a basket. Simply access the Fast Break game in your BetMGM promotion section. Play the game and see if you win. Your prizes could include bonus bets or boost tokens for NBA and college basketball bets. There are endless ways to enjoy hoops with the King of Sportsbooks, and the action on the court just got even more exciting with this daily chance to dish and swish. Go to your BetMGM account today and every day throughout the season for the Fast Break free-to-play game. Take your shot and see if you score. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for the T's and C's. 21 and older only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I cut the grass. My left eye hurts. I'm waiting and reading parts. I can be a complicated communicator. Yes, I'm winning, spinning. I feel energy being pulled on from all sides, and it feels good. Like we're leaving a headache.
for you.
All right, back on the Jeff Dawkins Show. Let's see what Chris Herrington doing.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Dawkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a Big Tall Man by Liz Phair from her underrated 1998 album, White Chocolate Space Egg. Sending that out to all the centers on display in the NCAA tournament yesterday.
So I'll get to them in a minute. It was nice to see our mayor, at least on Twitter, I saw it. Jessica Benson tweeted it out, banging in a three. You were impressed.
Yep.
But I later read, though, that the mayor went 2 of 14 from three.
I didn't know that. All I knew was Jessica's tweet, so right. I was reacting to that.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe I was wrong. Maybe I gave him too much credit.
Here's the money ball. I think he hit the money ball, and that's impressive. I don't know. I think a lot of mayors. I prefer the mayor.
The percentage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you only get one shot and make it, that's great.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to do that, at least go out on a make.
Right. You go out on a make.
Make the shot and then get out of there.
And he did.
Go out on a make.
He walked off triumphantly, having dropped in a 3-pointer. All right. As to the bigs, you've obviously had a lot going on with the move and everything else. Were you able to watch any of the bigs?
I actually watched a pretty good amount. I didn't get to see much the first 3 days of the tournament, but I watched a lot of basketball yesterday, so that was nice.
Okay, so there were three bigs on display yesterday, all of whom...
Well, four, technically, because Missy played. I sort of missed him even watching the game,
right.
But he was
so
out there.
Missy played, Filipowski played, Klingon played. Oh, and I guess we're looking at Purdue as well. Zach Edey played. So all four.
Yeah, Zach Edey kind of played. He played a little bit.
He played a little bit. So it's funny. I was actually counting the other three only because I find him a difficult projection in the NBA. But let's start with Zach Edey. What'd you think?
I mean, he's a great college basketball player.
Right.
And like a dominant college basketball player. And at some level, I think it's reasonable to ask, like, are people overthinking this a little bit?
Because right.
He's so dominant. There's one thing about applying him directly just to the NBA generally, and there are questions about that.
Right.
I think when you apply him to the Grizzlies specifically, you add additional questions on top of the broader questions. And so the biggest broad question is the foot speed defensively. Like, he'll have defensive value just because he's massive.
Right.
And so you'll drop him back and he'll like take up room in the paint and grab defensive rebounds. The question people have is his foot speed laterally, and are you going to make him switch on pick and roll, or are you going to play five out and make him guard like stretch bigs? Is he just going to get exposed defensively? I think that's a very legitimate question.
Yeah,
I think on top of that for the
go ahead. Yeah, well, on top of that, there's a usage issue. You don't need someone to feed the basketball to, right? Like,
the thing with the Grizzlies. The thing on offense, he's a great post up player. So there's question B: A, will that post up game translate as well to the NBA? But then B, how much is the team really going to feed him in the post? And if he's getting fewer percentage of the possessions with him on the floor or him getting a post up play, how useful is he outside of that? And so the Grizzlies, and that's not the only reason. That's one of the reasons they moved on from Jonas Valanciunas. They wanted to shift touches and shots more to Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Jarrett Jackson. You still got those three. You add G.G. Jackson on the come up. If Zach Edey's best attribute is his low post offense, but he's going to be your fifth option on your pecking order offensively, like how much are you going to use him that way, and how valuable is he going to be to your offense when you're not using him that way on top of the defensive questions?
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of questions there. He's also putting up like 30 and 20 in games.
He is a tremendous college basketball player. Feels like every rebound he gets, he would certainly help there. But it is interesting. You watch him and the questions about foot speed and defensive just leap out at you against college players, right? And so if you're not taking advantage of his strengths on the offensive end and he's getting exposed defensively, I think, honestly, that's why you see him mostly projected as a late first-rounder. Would you think, by the way, though, that, like, what would Yao Ming be in this NBA?
You know, you watch him play, and you see some glimmers of that there.
Yeah.
In terms of just the massive size. He's not just big. He's got touch. He's got footwork. you know, yeah, I don't remember shooting a lot of jumpers. I mean, maybe a little more skilled. I have to go back and watch, but that was a different era of basketball. With a lot of these guys, you can apply this to Klingon too. There's a question of, is shooting going to develop? Because sometimes it does. Like Brook Lopez didn't take jump shots when he entered the NBA, and then he became one of the best 3-point shooting bigs in the league. You know, Jonas Valanciunas over time developed a 3-point shot. That stuff happens. It doesn't even have to be a 3-point shot, but the idea that you can like make a shot on the perimeter to some degree, that develops with some guys over time. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's hard to you can't know. But that's a question with him. That's a question with Klingon.
All right, let's go to Kyle Filipowski for Duke. What'd you think?
I think he's a really good basketball player, and I seem to be more torn or more uncertain on the Filipowski Klingon question than most Grizzlies observers are.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a real question for me. Filipowski has a more versatile game. He's more of a clear sort of like every down back.
Yep.
To mix my sports metaphors. The questions with him is, you know, there's one question, is he more of a four or a five?
Yeah.
That's a kind of a question. He's a 7-footer, but he's not like an enormous behemoth 7-footer. You know, he's not built that differently from like Santi and Jaren. He's more that kind of guy, more of a combo big kind of build. Is he more Lauri Markkanen than Kelly Olynyk? Even if he's more Kelly Olynyk, that's also kind of a, you know, it's not like right. Your big rugged center. But he can shoot, he can pass. I think he's active defensively. He's got a good feel for the game. Actually, he's a good basketball player. The question would be, are there athletic limitations in terms of speed and strength that sort of puts a ceiling on him and it's going to make him an average at best NBA player instead of where he's been a great college player? And then there's the question of, does he duplicate what you already have? Like, how different is he from Santi Aldama
right.
at the end of the day?
He certainly does not, and you don't have to answer this. You don't have to fill this need with your first-round pick. There are other ways to do it. But he does not fill the need of someone to bang with Rudy Gobert. He does not do that. I think he'll be a good NBA player next year, or he will be a contributing NBA player next year. I think you've identified the questions there fit with the Grizzlies. All right, let's go to Misi, who was sort of there yesterday. 2 points, 4 rebounds. It's interesting. I did a bunch of reading on him over the weekend, and there's some real enthusiasm for him. And then I read Hollinger's scouting report, and Hollinger pointed out he's actually not that long for a 7-footer, and he's like he is. I would have a hard time imagining him contributing next year to the Grizzlies. Of course, we didn't see much of him. But what were your thoughts on Misi?
I don't have a lot of feel for him based on what limited feel I have. It seems like too much of a dice roll to me. And so I'm not enthusiastic about him as a Grizzlies draft prospect. I could change my tune as I spend more time with it. But I would say, you know, it's like he could be Clint Capela in 3 years. Or he could not be, you know?
Right.
And so I'm not super enthusiastic about it.
Particularly given that we've identified, like, you do want this next draft pick. It would be great if they help the Grizzlies over the next 10 years. That would be fabulous. But you also,
you can look at Donovan Klingon and say, oh, he's only going to be a 20-minute-a-game guy next season.
But he's going to be a 20-minute guy.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Misi might be a 5-minute-a-game guy.
You want someone to be able to help you next year, in the next 2 years, which brings me to the final one, which is certainly my favorite, and I think, yes, by universal acclaim, the Grizzlies fans tends to be emerging, Donovan Klingon. Your thoughts on Klingon?
Well, he was really good yesterday. He's been really good in the tournament. I think he had 8 blocks, right? Double-double, 8 blocks. He was finishing stuff at and above the rim. I liked some of the outlet passing I saw. That get the defensive rebound and get it out, that which, you know, Steve Adams did, Kyle Anderson did. I think that is an underrated sort of attribute for someone to have for the Grizzlies. You know, when you have John Morant out there, you're trying to get out in transition. If you could be a plus defensive rebounder and a good outlet passer, I think that's a sneaky important thing for the Grizzlies that I think would have a lot of value. With Klingon, I think about, and I probably need to get more into this, and I will at some point when I write. The thing with the Grizzlies, when you think about Jaren, I think the Grizzlies are at their best defensively with a center of Klingon's type. Assuming that he's good, right?
Right.
A center of that type who's going to dominate, who's going to control the defensive glass, is going to take on the bigger centers, lets Jaron roam, and just like roam and contest everything, which is what got him Defensive Player of the Year last year. That dynamic, I think, is the best dynamic for the Grizzlies' defense. Well, the Grizzlies haven't had that all season, and they're like a top 10 defense with just chaos and nonsense going on around, you know?
Right.
And so I think that the bigger concern for the Grizzlies is on the offensive end. And you get it's sort of an interesting thing because Steven Adams actually impacted the Grizzlies' offense more than the defense. So maybe it would work out great offensively. There's a difference between what's good for team offense and what's good for Jaron Jackson Jr. offense.
Right.
And the Grizzlies' primary concern should be what's good for team offense, and that's a little more up in the air. I don't think it's great for Jaron Jackson Jr. offense because when you have a center like that who can't space the floor, suddenly they have to be involved in the main action, and Jaron's a spot-up shooter. And so I don't think you're maximizing Jaron. But again, your goal is not to maximize Jaron. Your goal is to maximize your team. And so I think that's an interesting question. So with Klingon, I would worry. The best-case scenario with Klingon is he's sort of like Steven Adams Jr., and like, that's great. The worst-case scenario with Klingon, well, the worst-case scenario is he can't play because that's the worst-case scenario with all of these guys, and sometimes right. It happens. But the more like mid-low case scenario is he's like a situational player, that he's a guy who's more of a 20-25 minute, a game guy, and then in the playoffs, maybe he helps you and maybe he doesn't. It depends on the matchup series to series. So that would be my little concern with him, that he's more of a specialist player. But, you know, if that passing is real and if he can develop some kind of shooting, like, you know, maybe there's upside from there. I'm not saying Klingon wouldn't be my pick. He might be my pick,
right.
But I'm just not quite all the way there yet.
Well, and there's the foot problems. You know, like that's obviously goes
yeah.
Well, that's sort of at the outset. A giant man who has had documented foot issues is an issue. I do wonder the way he's blowing up here. I mean, he's really putting together his best stretch of basketball in his career right now.
Well, the ESPN has updated mock today, and they haven't biffed.
I was going to say. Has he blown up ahead of the Grizzlies, particularly that Toronto has decided never to win another game.
And
the Grizzlies are now seventh from the bottom. So I do wonder. Oh, who? So I have not seen the updated mock. Do you have it in front of you? What's the?
I don't have it in front of me because I'm walking around.
That's fine.
But
Jeffrey, can you look up?
Klingon up to fifth was the most notable thing I remember from it.
All right, I have it in front of me. Right now, the number one pick would be Zachary Risache to the Pistons, Alex Sarr to the Wizards, Rob Dillingham 3 to the Spurs, Nikola Topic 4 to the Hornets, Klingon 5 to the Blazers, Matthias Buzeli 6 to the Raptors, and then Reed Shepard 7 to the Grizzlies.
It is interesting. So many of these guys are gone or flopped or whatever, including Dillingham, including Shepard, including Jacoby Walter yesterday missing the free throws. Doesn't mean he can't be a great pro. In fact, he looks like he kind of will be a good pro. Like he looks like a guy
right.
who's going to fit in and be a long time 12-year, 15-year wing in the league. Did you notice anyone else in particular? Chris, watching yesterday? Go ahead.
I'm trying to remember like the teams I watch.
Right.
You know, Tyler Kolek of Marquette, there's a dude who knows how to play basketball.
Yeah, he knows how to play basketball,
And so you wonder, like, how does that translate, given the athleticism, whatever? Like, guess what? He doesn't look that much different than Jalen Brunson looked in college. He's a little puppy, a little slow, but good size, really play, can shoot, can pass. You know, is he going to be there at 38 when the Grizzlies pick in the second round?
Right.
I think the guy from Duke, McLean, who had the hot three-point shooting, he seems to be a guy who's going to rise just because he's like a real athlete
right.
who can really stroke the three, and that's someone who I think has helped themselves in the tournament.
Jeffrey, where is Filipowski in this draft, and where is Misi, and I don't know if
I thought this was
Edie.
Interesting, to Chris's point. 14, the Pelicans, Zach Edey. 15, Kyle Filipowski to the Sixers. 20, the Knicks take Misi. And then, as Chris was also mentioning, at 19, Jaron McClain to the Suns.
Yeah, it may just evolve that, you know, they're going to have to fill their center some other way. You know, if Klingon goes...
Remember, Zach Kleiman trades like 85% of the time in the draft. So, like, where the Grizzlies wind up on May 12th or whenever the lottery is doesn't necessarily mean that's the player they're getting out of the draft.
Right. In terms of that Jaren Jackson Jr. offense and how it meshes with Donovan Clingan, we saw what he could do against San Antonio the other night.
Yeah, he had a good game. He hit the game winner. When you have a season without many wins, you don't get a lot of game winners. And so that's the only – I mean, that's the second one I can remember. That's not a buzzer beater, but that's basically a game winner. It's a go-ahead bucket with 1 second left.
Right.
I count that. So you had the game winner of the season was obviously Ja at New Orleans in the return game. That is untoppable. But, like, that's the only other one I can remember that I would put in the game winner column. And so that's him going ISO, creating a shot. It was a shot – it was technically in the paint, but it was like one step in the paint. It was, I mean, that was kind of a short mid-range shot. That is not the kind of shot you associate with Jaren, but even that, I think, shows some of the growth. That whole play showed some of the growth he's had this season as a one-on-one ISO scorer shot creator, definitely.
And then finally, don't look now, Houston, only one game back of Golden State, and a little bit, a game and a half back of the Lakers or something like that for the play-in. So my question for you is, who are you rooting for there? Of those, if two of the three, the Lakers, Golden State, and there is some separation between Dallas, Sacramento. So it looks like those two are going to be 9 and 10. Two of those three are going to be 9 and 10 are going to be the play-in. Who do you want to see in the play-in? Golden State, the Lakers, you want to see Dylan and LeBron again? Who you want?
If I could have the Lakers be the team that falls out, like, I'll take that. That would be funny to me. To me, there's no downside to that one. So I'll take that. I'll take Houston and Golden State in the play-in game. That's fine.
Houston and Golden State in the play-in game. I traffic in much more pettiness in terms of sports than you do. But I'm not above it. But I have no problem with Houston and Dylan getting in. It's obviously surprising. They looked like it was put a fork on them a month and a half ago, right?
Well, there are petty rooting interests with all three of those teams. So there's the Dylan thing that you mentioned. There's the, like, we're anti-Lakers as a matter of principle.
Right.
There's that. Then with the Warriors, obviously there's a lot of history there, recent history in those two teams. There's also, like their pick is what was the main thing that went out in the Marcus Smart trade. And so, like, you know, the better the pick that is, the least bad you feel about it, the lower it is. So, you know.
Yeah. All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Higher on Kyle Filipowski than some. But I think it is funny. I think we've all crossed off Misi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all sample size. You've probably watched him more than we have. But he's obviously had much better games than he had yesterday.
For sure.
At FedEx Forum. But given the needs of the franchise, both immediate and whatever else, whatever. Would you rather have Misi or Filipowski? I'm going to make a hard choice for you.
Probably Filipowski, because I am valuing this next 2 years.
Right.
And
he would do some things.
Right. Do I think that...
But he is duplicative. How much different is he than Santi Aldama?
I think there's a legitimate question there.
You know?
I do think he's a little better rebounder.
All right. We got to take a break. Before that, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, it's spring. This is a perfect time to be selling your house, whether you're, you know, because now folks are, the school years are ending. Chris Harrington just sold his house, for heaven's sakes. So school years are ending. People are changing school districts. They're moving in town. They're moving out of town. They're upsizing. They're downsizing. This would be the perfect time to call Josh Hysaw at Keller Williams. Phone number is 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. You can look him up online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com. I didn't know Josh at all until I first met with him. And then you're like, oh, I get it. We just met at a conference table out here. And he's explaining. And it's just, he's totally upfront. He is 100% upfront. Flexible freeze, no upfront cost, mind you. Let you out of the contract at any time, risk-free. Knows the market. Aggressive marketing campaign. I've told you about dozens of people who he has helped. But if you pop on over to Google, you will see more than 300 five-star Google reviews. So if you are thinking of selling your home, call Josh today, 901-461-8147 or joshsellsthemidsouth.com. Sportsnet.com. Back in a moment, some sort of remarkable John Calipari news, among other things to discuss when we return. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for tournament updates and more hoops, including all of the Memphis Tigers offseason news, full coverage, and an audio page at 92.9ESPN.com. Last night in Memphis at FedEx Forum, Jamal Shedd took over in overtime to help the number one Houston Cougars beat Texas A&M 100-95. Houston moving into the Sweet 16, as does Clemson, who earlier in the day beat number three Baylor 72-64 at FedEx Forum. Chase Hunter for Clemson scoring 20. Also into the Sweet 16, the Illinois Fighting Illini and Brad Underwood move on. Duke, Bama, UConn, and San Diego State out of the Mountain West moving into the Sweet 16. Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes face West Virginia tonight. That game on ESPN. Friday night at 9 o'clock, it's number 2 Tennessee. The Volunteers take on number 3 Creighton back on the men's side. We'll carry the game live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. That's Friday night pregame, 8:30, 9 o'clock tip just after 9 o'clock here on 92.9. More at 92.9ESPN.com. Tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, $36,165. Or $399.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHW6614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse RZO32749, MSRP 30,650, Outlander RZO128.07, MSRP 36,165. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you. But you must call 800-257-0663 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-257-0663. That's 800-257-0663. Again, 800-257-0663.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop.
Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, Dave's single, order in the app. Get it for a buck. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available only. Contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip, 289 a month. Of $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX. $429 a month. $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte RE72, $39.85, MSRP 22320. Sportage R7247640, MSRP 29635. Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4-1-2024. Dealer stock only.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop a question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Here's some hard truth about engagement rings. There are 10 premier designers every woman knows about. They're like the Mercedes or Louis Vuitton of engagement rings. World class, iconic, quality names. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and these designers are hard to get, and every jewelry store wants them, but very few make the cut. So they have to settle for lesser brands or knockoffs. Around here, there's only one jewelry store that offers these premium rings. It's Genesis Diamonds. Genesis is the only one that made the cut, that meets the highest standards. Genesis is the only store that's allowed to offer these exceptional brands that women really want. Other stores are jealous of this and will try and convince you these are more expensive and try to get you to settle for something else. But the truth is, Genesis has top quality designer rings for under $2,000. It's not about price. It's about craftsmanship and quality and detail and individuality. So don't compromise. Get her a world-class ring she will be proud to wear. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Slam dunk your way into March with Southland Casino Hotel's $100,000 Embrace the Madness giveaway. Every Saturday starting March 9th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., 17 winners every hour score a share of $16,000 in free play. Then at 10:30 p.m., four lucky champs win their share of $10,000 cash. That's 270 winners in March. Score an entry for every 24 points earned, plus get five times the entries on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Embrace the madness at Southland Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-973-7809 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-973-7809. That's 800-973-7809. What do you have to lose? Call 800-973-7809. Again, 800-973-7809.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't know if your bracket is busted, but over at FanDuel, there's no such thing because you can bet on every single game of the tournament. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if the first $5 bet wins. That's right, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. You can then use that to bet on whatever you like, unless you're Otani's interpreter, in which case, don't do that. FanDuel.com/Calkins, that's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get $200 in bonus bets. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued. It's non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. I've been going back and forth with John here on the draft picks. Jeffrey, he thinks it's laughable we even talked about Misi as a possibility. And I only talk about him as a possibility because everyone does. But he certainly did not look like he fit what the Grizzlies needed over the weekend. He looks as is it Fran Fraschilla who said it?
Yes, Fran Fraschilla, two years away from being Bruno Caboclo.
The problem is with the and it is fun to be able to talk about the lottery and to be able to talk about the lottery knowing that you're going to be good next year for other reasons. But be able to talk about the lottery is Klingon is blowing up in such a way that there is, you know, the latest ESPN mock draft. He's gone before the Grizzlies pick. And so do you want Kyle Filipowski when Kyle Filipowski isn't exactly what they need, when he's a lot of what they sort of already have?
Sure.
Or do you just say, fine, Jacoby Walter, 10-year player, you know, never mind that he missed two free throws. He'll make free throws if he plays for the Grizzlies.
Of course, yes.
Whatever. But we get to think about that as we go forward. I don't know if you saw the news out of the Lexington Herald Leader, Jeffrey. Did you see
the news? I've seen the front page.
Oh, my God. I just feel sick about it. And I feel sick about it because of the people who run newspapers. The Lexington Herald Leader has a headline, column on the front page, and a headline that says $33 million Calipari buyout would be wrong thing to do. Okay? That's a perfectly reasonable thing to write, column to have in the Lexington Herald Leader. On the merits of that, Jeffrey, is there any more insight about what might be happening? It seems increasingly unlikely, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just feel like most of the conversation, like you could tell, it felt like Kentucky's strategy was let people be mad. But
let's be
really
mad for 2 days. And
there's nothing really you can do right now.
As we pointed out, like look at Louisville now.
Sure.
Who are you getting? Right? Now, Kentucky's a better job than Louisville. I'm not doubting that. But the question is, honestly, the same thing goes with Penny. Like, whatever. Like, and I'll ask different questions next year if he has a flop of a year next year. Who are you getting? Right? Who are you getting? And that might be an easier question to answer at Memphis because your expectations aren't as high. But if your expectations are Kentucky, someone who is larger than life than John Calipari, good luck with that. So I was skeptical when it when this discussion happened, and I'm still skeptical. The headline, however, which says $33 million Calipari buyout would be wrong thing to do, spells Calipari K-A-L-I-P-A-R-I.
So you have to ask the first question, though. Is this subliminal messaging to put out a feeler to Coach K?
And the reason I feel sick about it is a Lexington Herald Leader has traditionally been a very good mid-sized paper. I don't know the state of it now, but I know it's owned by McClatchy. And McClatchy, just like Gannett, basically hedge funds at this point.
Yes.
That try to suck every damn dollar
private
out of
every
newspaper that you can possibly get. And it, as a consequence, and I had this, we dealt with this over at the CA when I was there, you'd have headlines being written in Ames, Iowa or somewhere for the Memphis newspaper public. It's just nauseating. And so there you are. I don't know who wrote this column, but I'm sure there are still probably I'm sure at the Herald Leader they've winnowed the number of reporters at that newspaper down to a fraction of what it once was. But those people still bust their ass. They're still talented. They still work hard. And then you get this.
Right. Which
and
is usually, it's always remoted.
Which makes thing. Look someone looks like a freaking makes everybody connected with it look like an idiot. But you know what it is? It's a giant chain newspaper sucking money out of a community and giving it crap, and then wondering, oh, why does no one read the newspaper anymore? Horrifically embarrassing, but really more a comment on the ownership.
Yeah.
McClatchy, to me, is my suspicion than anything else. All right, Jeffrey, there are some other matters that we have not discussed yet that I did want to get to, including Otani is talking today.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously going to have their story straight. You know, this is
so right.
This is not unlike in some ways the Royals, right? Like, it's very different than the Royals, and there's no one tragically ill or whatever else like
sure.
that. But very clearly, when Otani tried to deal with this originally, first story was going to be he was just helping out the poor interpreter who's a bad gambler.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That they literally sat down for an interview, which they explained that. That is the equivalent of the princess sending out a picture of herself that is Photoshopped.
Yes.
Right?
With AI.
And then you're like, so then they immediately retract this interview and say, no. The interpreter stole the money from Otani.
Correct.
And then since then, they've shut down. So now they're having the...
I think they realized the problem with the original story was...
It also said, left Otani on the hook?
Correct, because...
How much on the hook, though?
Well, it was still...
Illegal?
Correct, because I believe the method that they were using in California was not legal.
So, anyway, so...
Well, then don't forget, we also had the picture going viral of when Otani was at a Final Four game recently. It's like, oh, yeah, that's the look of a guy that's sweating it out.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's be honest. I don't expect anything is going to happen to Otani because they don't want it to. It is interesting. Do you believe that if someone came forward with definitive proof that he bet on baseball, right?
Yes.
Do you believe he would be banned from the game? I actually think he would have to be. If there was, it would have to be rock solid, right?
Yeah.
It would have to be rock solid proof because you can't do what you did to Pete Rose for all these decades and then say, yeah, Otani, keep being great.
I think the bigger deal to me is, do I think anyone could actually come forward with the rock solid proof?
No. I'm stipulating rock solid proof. There would have to be some rock solid proof.
You could talk
betting me. Betting slip all written down, emails back and forth, legitimized, paychecks, stubs, you know, whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. Some kind of rock solid proof that Otani bet on baseball. And then three people swearing on a whatever. Oh, yeah.
I think if you wanted to say what would the difference be with the Pete Rose example is, we do seem to want to say there's a difference because Pete Rose was managing the game, And yeah, so the way that he managed it.
Yeah, no. Listen, I don't know if you know this about Otani. He pitches and he hits.
Correct.
So I don't. I think if they had rock solid proof, they would have to ban him from baseball. There will be no such rock solid proof. There will be a story. You can believe it or not. That is happening today. Also happening today, Jeffrey, the NFL. I don't know. Maybe this has already happened, but they are voting about kickoffs.
So what we've established today is the owners approved the hip drop tackle. So that
banning the hip drop tackle.
That's been banned.
The hip drop tackle. That's where you're going along. You grab the dude by the hip. Drop to the ground.
Correct.
And thereby cause great damage.
Correct.
They've banned that. Have we had a vote on the kickoff?
I've not seen votes
on the
kickoff.
All right, so here's the deal on the kickoff. And this is the Dallas special teams coach is promoting this kickoff. I just find it hard to believe they'll do this. This is something that feels like they might do someday, right? But here's what it is. I'm not saying it wouldn't be good. You kick off, and there is a landing zone.
Right.
From the zero to the from the goal line to the 20. If it hits in the landing zone, it must be returned. If it bounces into the end zone, hits in the landing zone, and bounces into the end zone, then you can down it. But it actually is, then it has to be returned or downed, okay? Now, here's the thing. If you come up short of the landing zone, so you're aiming for the landing zone, and you come up short of the landing zone, right? That will rarely happen, don't you think? That will rarely happen. Who would do that? Why would they do that?
I mean, you can say a guy miskicks it or wind, whatnot.
Then it comes out to the 40. So
It's essentially like a kick out of bounds.
That is essentially like a kick out of bounds. Sorry, a miss hit. If it goes into the end zone, which you could see, right? Because you're going to be aiming to have it land in the landing zone as much as possible, but deep in the landing zone.
Yeah.
So if it goes into the landing zone, it comes out to the 30, and that is, I mean, if you miss the landing zone and it goes into the end zone, then it comes out to the 30. And in addition to all this, the kick and coverage team has no running start.
Right.
So this would 100% produce more kick returns.
Yes.
100% produce more kick returns. I wouldn't hate it.
I would like to see how it, because again, as
you
I mentioned.
You want to see it in the.
I've seen it in the XFL. Or
is it this? Is this the rule?
This was it. This is basically the rule. I have seen it in the XFL. The problem that I have with it is it yields too many kickoff returns that feel like, oh, well, that wouldn't have happened. But in the NFL, I don't know because...
Too many, like, big ones?
Yeah,
too many big kick...
Yeah, like, basically what you just...
Oh, you're turning the kick returner into something really valuable.
Correct. It's like, basically...
Which part of it? Is it it's the no running start thing?
It's the no running start, and it makes it very easy to wall off defenders. So basically what you would see is... Guys would catch it on one end of the field and immediately beeline it to the opposite sideline. So, like, running all the way across the field, and it made it a lot easier to set up a wall. And so you saw a lot of kickoff returns that way.
It just feels... I mean, one of the great things about the NFL is that they don't hesitate to tweak, right? It's not like baseball used to be. Now,
yes.
Baseball obviously has now, over the last couple of years, revolutionized itself. But baseball used to be, oh, no, we're not changing this rule because we've always had this rule since 1816. And football is not like that. They'll change anything anytime.
Yes.
Particularly to get it in the three-hour time slot.
Correct.
So they
are not worried about unintended consequences, past precedent, whatever.
I do admire their willingness to tweak, but this feels a... It's still a fundamentally conservative organization. I don't mean that politically. I mean that in terms of the way they move. And this feels, I'm going to wager this does not pass. What do you think? By the way, the stats on this, in 2010, there were 416 touchbacks off of kickoffs. In the meantime, as compared to 45,000 return yards, okay? In 2010, just 14 years ago, there were 45,000 return yards in the NFL. Last year, there were 1,970 touchbacks instead of 416. So basically, it was routine. And instead of 45,000 yards of kickoff return, there were 13,000 yards.
I think we also moved kickoff up 5 yards in that time frame.
Yeah.
We moved it back from... It was at the 30, we moved it up to the 35, and I think that also.
So I'll be surprised.
And I think kickers have gotten a lot better in 13 years.
I guess I'll be surprised if this is passed. We also have the photo of the coaches.
Yes, of course.
We have the coaches' photo. Where are they meeting in New Orleans? Where are they?
Sounds right. It's the owners' meeting.
Yeah. So, and I heard the unsportsmanlike, the show in front of before ours, talking about whether you'd like to hang out with the bald dudes or the Shanahan dudes, right? Quite a lot of bald dudes right now.
Yeah.
Right? You got McDermott. You got Dable.
Yep.
You got Sala.
Mm-hmm.
You got
Dan Quinn. Yes.
You got, who was the coach of the year?
These are in Orlando, by the way. These are the league meetings.
Who was the coach of the year last year?
Coach of the year last year was Stefanski. Not bald.
Was it this past year was Stefanski?
Yeah. But Dable was the coach of the year the previous year is bald.
So you got a bunch of bald coaches, and then...
Then you got the hot guys.
And Oh,
Andy Reid's bald.
Well, D'Amico Ryans is bald. Wasn't he coach of the year? That's why I was asking. Wasn't he bald?
D'Amico is, as is Todd Bowles.
We got a lot of bald coaches.
Yeah.
Or do you want to hang out with that group, or do you want the Harbaughs, Shanahan, McDaniel... McVay, that crew.
That crew feels like, I guess you have to say like, because I don't, I'm eliminating the Harbaughs. Are we agreed?
What do you mean eliminating them?
Like, I just don't, like, it just feels like they'll break out their own Oklahoma drill. And it's like, I don't want to be
in the
around
middle of the restaurant.
And then with the bald guys, pretty big intimidating guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Let's be honest. Isn't the coach who seems the most fun to hang out with?
Andy Reid, because I just want to go eat.
Yeah, Andy Reid would be good.
Like, let's go get some prime rib.
Wouldn't Mike McDaniel be fun?
I don't know. Like, doesn't Mike McDaniel just like, hey, let's go get some weed? And it's like, I'm not really a weed guy. Like,
that's true. I'm not really a weed guy either.
And McVay feels very intense. Like, I don't really want an intense conversation.
Hey, Titans made an acquisition over the weekend.
They did, and it's good for you.
Tell the people.
The Chiefs have traded Ladarius Sneed to the Titans. The Titans, of course, will not only pick up the option, I think they'll give him a new deal. I believe it was a second.
No, it wasn't a second. It was not a second. It was not a second. I think it was a future third, and it was cheap. Let me look here. I think it was I have to say, I have not been that. Like, Calvin Ridley, great. Like, whatever, you know?
Sure.
But I've kind of been impressed. They are definitely, I mean, they're in a tough division, but they are going to be, for a third round pick and a swap in the seventh or something like that. 2025 third round pick. You get one of the better corners in the league for a 2025 third round pick.
Now you got to pay him.
That. No, now you got to pay him.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But I agree. He was a massive part of the Super Bowl.
And then evidently we're going to have a story coming out about Kim Mulkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say bad things about Kim Mulkey. And the Washington Post has a story about that was talked about even though it has not come out yet.
Correct.
And so whatever. I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out more about it later this week. I will remind you over at FanDuel, America's number one sports book, new customers, $200 in bonus bet if your first $5 bet does not win. That's right, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Did I say does not win? Wins. If it wins, $5 wins, you get $200 in bonus bets over at America's number one sports book. So even if your bracket is busted, you can bet on the NCAA tournament. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. What is coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jason Fitz will join Jason and John. Jason Munns will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work's done.
It's BetMGM College Hoops coverage.
Presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
I just love 92.9 College Hoops.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
There's only one 92.9 Memphis.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with Lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, $36,165 or $399.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RH006614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse RZ032749, MSRP 30,650, Outlander RZ012807, MSRP 36,165. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation... ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts and vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.